The King of Torts by John Grisham. Read by Vincent Marzello.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. The shots that fired the bullets that entered Pumpkin's head were heard by no less than 8 people. 3 instinctively closed their windows, checked their door locks, and withdrew to the safety, or at least the seclusion, of their small apartments. 2 others, each with experience in such matters, ran from the vicinity as fast, if not faster, than the gunman himself. Another, the neighborhood recycling fanatic, was digging through some garbage in search of aluminum cans when he heard the sharp sounds of the daily skirmish very nearby. He jumped behind a pile of cardboard boxes until the shelling stopped, then eased into the alley where he saw what was left of Pumpkin. And 2 saw almost everything. They were sitting on plastic milk crates at the corner of Georgia and Lamont in front of a liquor store, partially hidden by a parked car, so that the gunman, who glanced around briefly before following Pumpkin into the alley, didn't see them. Both would tell the police that they saw the boy with the gun reach into his pocket and pull it out. They saw the gun for sure, a small black pistol. A second later they heard the shots, though they did not actually see Pumpkin take them in the head. Another second and the boy with the gun darted from the alley and, for some reason, ran straight in their direction. He ran Bennett the waist like a scared dog, guilty.